Carla, how are you doing? Good night. You're live on the air.
Yeah, man. Can I get a shout out for Timmy Boo Henson? What it do?
From who? Come again. I don't hear you clear.
Timmy Boo, what it do?
Kenny Boo, what's
shout out? Timmy Boo, what it do? Jagoo.
Okay, where you calling from?
Distorted View, Ohio.
Okay, my boss. Don't worry yourself. So you like the
Kenny
vibes?
Kenny Boo, what it do?
Kenny Boo, what a view.
Timmy Boo, what it do?
I'm not hearing you.
Timmy Boo, what it do?
Kenny Boo, what's new?
Yeah, Timmy Boo, what it do?
Oh, Kenny Boo, what a dude.
Timmy Boo, what it do?
Oh, Kenny Boo, what a do? Yeah, large of Kenny Boo, what a do? Yeah, keep it
free. Can you say
where you calling from? Where you calling from?
Distorted View, Ohio.
Okay, man. Bless up yourself, you know. Yeah. I know
shout out to Timmy Boo Henson from Distorted View, Ohio. He's in a wheelchair. He got shot up in the hood. He loves listening to the show, your Jamaican show. He loves it.
Yeah, man. Tell him that,
he's
you know.
Jamaican.
Yeah. Bless him up. Bless up Kenny Boo. I don't know. Say a large. Live out of the junkyard of Jamaica with Jimbo Lee. Where you calling from? I didn't hear where you calling from. I didn't hear you. Come on. Where you calling from?
Distorted View, Ohio.
Oh, okay. Want to big up that city, you know, in large, you know, live out of the junkyard in Jamaica. Everything is nice. And yeah, oh, you like the show?
What a dude.
Kenny Boo, what a dude. Oh, you like the show?
Jagoo. Can you say Jagoo?
Jagoo, what is that? French?
Beautiful goddamn fucking cock.
Double rainbow all the way across the sky.
Nigger clone.
Gaping hole.
Oh, I'm seeing an asshole.
It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
Alright, yes, hey freaks! Tim Henson with you, back for the Monday edition of Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me. Hope you had a great weekend. I sure did, kind of. I was busy. You know, I have shitty credit, but you know who has worse credit than me? My mom, apparently. I was trying to help her get a credit card this weekend to pay for her partials. That is such an old person word, isn't it? Partial. My mom needs a partial. Yeah, she went to the dentist, and apparently she needs some work done, right? And this being fucking Backwaters Ashtabula, they don't offer payment plans. It's pretty much you gotta pay all up front. And my mom, she has like Medicare and all that other shit, but I don't think it's all going to cover it. So it's going to cost like $2,000, right? And my mom does not have that money now. She had $10,000. She had like 10 grand in the bank, right? But then my dipshit stupid brother-in-law, who thinks he's a financial advisor, told my mom that she should plan for her own funeral, like pay for it in advance. And my mom said, well, you know, that's going to be like $10,000. It's going to wipe out my account. And he said, well, that's okay. Go ahead and do that, because that's going to be a major expense. I was like, when my mom told me she was going to do this, I said, that's a horrible idea. Don't blow all your money on a funeral that, you know, nothing's wrong with her right now. She's in her early 70s. What's the fucking rush? And if she does, God forbid something happened to her and she dies, we'll just use the money in her account. I mean, she's not going to go on a fucking shopping spree. She doesn't use her money for anything. So I told her it was a bad idea to buy this, to pay for this funeral. I said, if you want to start like paying on it, like $100 or $200 a month or something, go ahead and do that. But to blow $10,000 at once, bullshit. That's a dumb idea. Stupid brother-in-law, but she went ahead and did it. Now she's completely like wiped out. She has like one, maybe a grand in the bank or something, and she needs fucking dental work done now. A huge expense, and she has no credit cards. And the reason why she doesn't have bad credit, she actually has very good credit. But the problem is she has no credit history. because my dad fucking did everything for her, right? So she has no credit cards. I think maybe in the 90s she had a Fashion Bug charge card, but that, you know, I don't even think that's on her report anymore. You know, she doesn't make a lot. You know, she's just living off of her Social Security and my dad's pension and all that other fucking shit. So she's fucked. And so I was trying to help my mom, because I know all about getting credit cards with, while having shitty credit. I've turned it into quite an art form. I should really start a business helping people with no business getting credit cards, getting the credit they don't deserve. Because, wow. I know how to scam the system. I think I'm using 3 different Social Security numbers right now. That's not true. But seriously, I do have multiple credit cards. Now, keep in mind, the limits are like $100, right? These companies are not that stupid. What's funny is that, you know, many years ago, I had a credit card through, I don't know, Citi or something. And, didn't pay my bill. This was many years ago when I was irresponsible. And so it's in collections still. I haven't paid it. But I went and applied for another card, and they gave it to me. Like, that's their fault, right? How stupid is that? As a bank or a lender, you got to do your fucking background check on these people. They'll screw you over, like I am currently doing. So I'm trying to help my mom get a credit card to pay some of her bills. So that's and she did try going to her credit union and Chase Bank and stuff like that. Chase didn't want anything to do with her. The credit union, I think, maybe gave her a little credit card, right, with a very low balance. Or not balanced, but low limit. So that's what's been happening in my mom's world. So she's been very busy. Unfortunately, she hasn't had time to read that story we gave her. But I said, look, if I help you get a credit card, you better as fuck start reading that story, woman. Some dystopian future where, you know, women are hooked into milking machines. They're just breeding vessels. It sounds like a great future, actually. Dystopian, more like utopian, right? Am I right? All right, listen. I've got a couple audio clips to share with you. I'm starting to froth at the mouth talking about my mom and my stupid brother-in-law making her pay off her funeral. And now I'm going to get even more angry because I've got a clip here of the Renegade Raging Grannies. It sounds awful, and I'm guessing it's going to be as awful as it sounds. They're a musical group, right? I think there's a lady, one of the members of the band is on kazoo. So that should give you a good idea of what we're dealing with here. So here's Renegade Raging Grannies. They like to sing about what's in the news. Yeah, because if there's one group of people who really like to keep current, stay on top of these things, it's old people, right? They're fucking using rotary phones, most of them. All right, so here the Renegade Raging Grannies are. They're going to sing about legitimate rape. Okay, I'm interested. I'll bite. Oh, God, Jesus Christ, already with that kazoo. Look, if you use a kazoo in your musical group, chances are, I mean, there's no doubt about it. You're awful.
Legitimate rape. Birth control.
Oh my God. Oh, I can't. There's too many old people singing at once. My brain.
So says Todd Aiken, and he ought to know. If we are raped, we can rest unafraid.
Like anyone would want to R them, right? All Arrested Development quotes.
Because we can't get pregnant if forcibly laid. Our female bodies are.
I do like that the old ladies use the term forcibly laid. Let me remember. Maybe I'm not giving these broads a chance.
Can't rest unafraid, cause we can't get pregnant if forcibly laid. Our female bodies are clever that way.
All right, first of all, you do not have female bodies anymore. That is long gone. I can't even describe the shapes of these old bags.
We only get pregnant when we say doctors.
Clumpy. They look clumpy to me. That's what shape old people are. You know, like, because they all get overweight in that fat person, I mean, that old person kind of way. And they there's lumps where there shouldn't be lumps. They're clumpy.
And so it must be so. The stork only comes if we don't say no. Rape won't make babies, and that is a fact. There's no global warming. The earth's
really flat. We heard it on Fox News, so it must be true. Well, Mr. Aiken, we say fuck you.
All right, I've changed my tune. I kind of like these ladies. These are some of the good near-deads. All right, moving on. Did you know Mitt Romney is a Mormon? Dun-dun! What, you did? Oh. Well, it's still very shocking. It's not quite as bad as the idea of having a Negro president. Could you imagine? That'll never happen. But here, I've got a cartoon that's going to explain Mormonism for us. Now, a lot of you guys know they've got special magical underwear that they're supposed to wear, but that's about it. There's got to be more to Mormons than that. Well, there is. Now, the person who posted this video says, look, I am a former LDS, that's Latter-day Saints. As a former LDS, I can certify this cartoon is 99%+ accurate. All right, so let's take a listen.
Mormonism teaches that trillions of planets scattered throughout the cosmos are ruled by countless gods who once were human like us.
Reasonable.
They say that long ago on one of these planets, to an unidentified god and one of his goddess wives, a spirit child named Elohim was conceived.
I'm pretty sure this is the plot to Superman.
This spirit child was later born to human parents who gave him...
No, you don't understand. The planet was going to explode, and so the father put Wal-Yel or whatever the... L.L. Kel-El. What is that kid's name? Yahweh?
A spirit child named Elohim.
Elohim. They put Elohim on the spaceship to Earth. That's why he has special powers here on Earth.
Conceived.
Because he's from Krypton.
This spirit child was later born to human parents who gave him a physical body. Through obedience to Mormon teaching and death and resurrection, he proved himself worthy and was elevated to godhood.
How could there be Mormon? Wait, how could there be Mormon teaching if he's the reason Mormon exist? Oh, I don't understand this. I don't understand religion.
His father before him. Mormons believe that Elohim is their heavenly father and that he lives with his many goddess wives on a planet near a mysterious star called Korah.
Are we talking about Mormons here or is this fucking Scientology? This is very sci-fi. This is kind of cool. I kind of want to become a Mormon now. There's fucking space children. And like magical space kids and like different, like trillions of worlds with different gods.
Here, the god of Mormonism and his wives through endless celestial sex.
It's celestial sex? Fuck it. I'm totally converting.
Produced billions of spirit children.
What does Catholicism have? Because that's how I was raised. Fucking exorcisms. That's kind of cool. Like possess demons and stuff. But I would take celestial sex over exorcisms any day.
To decide their destiny, the head of the Mormon gods called a great heavenly council meeting.
Is Zeus there? Is Zeus a part of this?
Both of Elohim's eldest sons were there. Lucifer and his brother Jesus.
Okay, now we're getting into some familiar territory. I didn't realize they were up in the stars on different planets.
A plan was presented to build planet Earth, where the spirit children would be sent to take on mortal bodies and learn good from evil. Lucifer stood and made his bid for becoming savior of this new world. Wanting the glory for himself, he planned to force everyone to become gods. Opposing the idea, the Mormon Jesus suggested giving man his freedom of choice, as on other planets. The vote that followed.
Been there, done that. Leave it to Jesus to take the boring fucking route. Look, it's worked on other planets. Lucifer wanted to try something different. Stir some shit up. He's creative.
Followed, approve the proposal of...
So now I want to follow Satan, too. I want to become a Satanist Mormon. Is there such a thing? Let's start a Satanist branch of the Mormon Church.
The Mormon Jesus, who had become savior of the planet Earth, enraged... Lucifer cunningly convinced one-third of the spirits destined for Earth to fight with him and revolt.
Yeah, because he has charisma, that Satan.
Thus, Lucifer became the devil and his followers the demons. Sent to this world, they would forever be denied bodies of flesh and bone. Those who remain neutral in the battle were cursed to be born with black skin.
Yeah, finally an explanation.
This is the Mormon explanation for the Negro race.
Mormonism is great! They have answers for everything!
The spirits that fought most valiantly against Lucifer
have beautiful, clear alabaster skin.
Would be born into Mormon families on planet Earth. These would be the lighter-skinned people, or white and delightsome, as the Book of Mormon describes them.
What about Asians? Where do they fall in that fight?
Early Mormon prophets taught that Elohim and one of his goddess wives came to Earth as Adam and Eve to start the human race.
This is so enlightening.
Thousands of years later, Elohim, in human form once again, journeyed to Earth from the starbase Kolob.
Starbase.
This time to have sex with the Virgin Mary in order to provide Jesus with a physical body.
Oh, so she wasn't really a virgin. I come from the spaceport. I'm here to fuck you, Mary. What? Spaceport? Where's that at? Just past the wormhole in Sector 9. What? Yeah, it's Deep Space 9. Never mind. Just lay down. Let me fuck you. Let me blow my star seed in your wormhole.
Thought that after Jesus Christ grew to manhood, he took at least three wives. Mary, Martha, and Mary Magdalene.
How fucking unoriginal. Really, all M's?
Through these wives, the Mormon Jesus, for whom Joseph Smith claimed direct descent, supposedly fathered a number of children before he was crucified.
Kermit, Animal, and Miss Piggy.
According to the Book of Mormon, after his...
The Mormon guy was on drugs when he wrote the book.
...his resurrection, Jesus came to the Americas to preach to the Indians, who the Mormons...
What?
...believe are really Israelites.
The Native Americans are Israelites?
Thus, the Jesus of Mormonism established...
I am Cherokee Hebrew.
...his church in the Americas as he had in Palestine.
This is insanity. I can't take any more. Maybe I'll post a link to... There's two or three more minutes to this video, but I've had quite enough. I'll post the link up on Reddit today so you can check out the secret world of Mormonism. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now. Yes, very important. Listen up. Lend me your ear. If you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, what are you waiting for? Help support the program. It's only $6.99 a month or $66.99 a year, which is like getting a few months free or like paying $5-something a month. So it's very inexpensive. You get full access to the entire archive of shows. I've been at this now for what? 7 years? 8 years? I don't know, something like that. So there are tons of programs. Plus, every week we do special content just for Sideshow Freaks, like extended shows and exclusive programs, videos. Tomorrow I've got an extended show. Sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. Superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, well, it looks like the Million Moms are at it again. If you don't know who the Million Moms are, it's a group of frigid, humorless bitches who protest things. They're very conservative. They were pissed off because Ellen DeGeneres was the spokeswoman or spokeslesbian for JCPenney. And they said, oh my God, what happens when our precious snowflake see Ellen DeGeneres promoting her homosexual agenda on the television? No, the only thing Ellen DeGeneres is going to be promoting on these stupid JCPenney's ads are horrible fashions. First of all, do you really think JCPenney is going to tell Ellen, say whatever you want if you want to talk about being a queer? That's fine. No, you're going to stick to the script. It's all about selling the shirts and the Arizona jeans. Second of all, Ellen DeGeneres is on the television for an hour every weekday. She has her own TV show, remember, where she can talk about whatever the fuck she wants. That's what you should be concerned with, not JCPenney. Well, now the Million Moms are pissed off at Skittles. Why? For their tagline, Taste the Rainbow? That's just a thinly veiled euphemism for, you know, drinking cum or something. Giving guys blowjobs. No, apparently, the disgusting new Skittles TV ad was enough to send conservative Christian women's group 1 Million Moms into a fit. Now they're snapping into action. The group, who in the past have called for the boycotting of JCPenney because the retailer hired Ellen DeGeneres as the spokesperson, sent out the following press release about the bestiality-themed Skittles ad. Oh, I've seen this one. It's where the girl is, like, making out with a walrus or something, but not a real walrus. It's so stupid. It's funny, though. Although she is really kind of making out with that walrus. It's kind of, that's what makes it funny, though, all the tongue action. All right. We're not sure of Skittles' thought process behind their new ad. Oh, we're not sure of Skittles' thought process behind their new ad. But if they are attempting to offend customers, then they have succeeded. Skittles' newest walrus commercial includes a teen girl making out with a walrus. She's not really a teen girl, though, is she? Because she has, like, her own apartment, or she has a roommate or something. The two are on a couch in an apartment kissing on the mouth when her shocked roommate walks in on them. This is probably not a teenager. Parents find this type of advertising inappropriate and unnecessary. Does Skittles have our children's best interest in mind? No, of course not! They're fucking little sugar tablets that you chew and they rot your teeth! Skittles cares about selling Skittles, not dental care or anything like that. Skittles candies are for all ages, but their target market is children. Skittles' marketing team may have thought this was humorous, but not only is it disgusting, it's taking lightly the act of bestiality, which is a real problem here in the U.S. Let Skittles know their new ad is irresponsible. To me, this is just them scraping the bottom of the barrel. Like, they have nothing else to do. There's no one else pissing them off right now, so they have to just find something. I can understand if, like, PETA was doing this, because, you know, PETA will protest anything involving animals, but the million moms, first lesbians, now bestiality. Why is this group trying to take away all our fun? I'm just saying, try canine sex, that's all. All right, the knot feels amazing. All right, second story we have. We should start a group, the Million Freaks, and we'll just fucking protest all this stupidity. I'm going to protest Japan for blurring out penises and vaginas. But have you ever watched Japanese porn? So they have to blur out the penis, right? But they pixelate it. But I've noticed over the years, the pixelation has gotten smaller and smaller. So now it pretty much just looks like a penis, a blocky penis. But it's all there. You can totally tell what it is. And the blur is non-existent. It's practically completely gone. At this point, just take it out completely. You're not, I mean, you can see everything. I can see the veins in the cock, for Christ's sake. All right. Second story we have for you today. Forget the usual shots of couples smiling on the grass and cutting the wedding cake. By the way, have you read that story? Where was that at? I think it was... Oh, someone sent it to me. I didn't get around to reporting this, but someone sent me a story of a girl who was getting some wedding shots done. This was done after her wedding. But so she put on her wedding dress and was, like, standing in this, like, river. Like, it was very, like, low. Like, there wasn't much water. Maybe she was, like, standing on rocks or something. But there was enough water soaking into her dress that she fell into the water. And then she couldn't get out, and she drowned because the wedding dress absorbed all of the water. She became super, super heavy and pretty much just fucking sunk. She couldn't get out. So be very careful, ladies, if you're going to be taking wedding shots. Why do you need a wedding shot on the goddamn river or water, for Christ's sakes? Green screen that. A new breed of bridal photographer is capturing newlyweds. Now, this sounds like an interesting job opportunity for some of us freaks. All right, become a wedding photographer, and you can start doing shots of the morning after. That's right. People are hiring photographers to take classy pictures of the bride and groom after their honeymoon, in the morning. That's right. The morning after, in various states of intimate embrace. Couples who agree to the shoots are often snapped in bed in whatever they're wearing or not wearing, or sharing sexy showers. We do it very sexy and implied, says one photographer, Michelle Jonet. I wanted to do the shoots to show that marriage is happy. Come on, they're barely married at that point. Right? It's one day into it. It's sexy and it's not over. but not all are on board. Do I think it's a little bizarre? Yes, as a New York bridal expert, and I am far from a prude. One newlywed, however, loved it so much she plans to show the shots to her kids. Oh! I wouldn't show this to them at the age of 10, but when they're older and can understand...
Understand what? What doggy style means? Oh, that's what they're doing. All right, I wouldn't show this to them at the age of 10, but when they are older and can understand it. So there you go. It's a new profession emerging. And final story we have for you today. I'm pretty sure on Distorted View we've featured women who have multiple orgasms a day. Remember, just by walking or sneezing, they have pussy quivers. It's not as fun as it sounds. Here's another woman. A nurse is plagued by a medical condition that gives her up to 100 orgasms a day. Kim Ramsey, 44, feels constantly aroused, and the slightest movement can trigger a climax. It would be so easy to get in her pants. Trains... driving and even housework start the reaction, the vibration of the vacuum cleaner. But unlike women who yearn for the yes, yes experience, Kim just thinks, oh God, not again. The orgasms leave her in pain, exhausted, and unable to have a normal relationship. She said other women wonder how to have an orgasm. I wonder how to stop mine. Kim was diagnosed with incurable persistent genital arousal disorder, or PGAD. Isn't that the Professional Golf Organization's acronym? No? All right. Doctors blame spinal cysts caused when she fell downstairs 10 years ago. That's what's causing all of her pussy quivers. Kim, from Hitchin Hertz, but now living in Montclair, New Jersey, first had problems after sex with a new boyfriend in 2008. Wow, what a stud. He fucked her so good she's still having orgasms. It's amazing. She said, I had constant orgasms for 4 days. I thought I was going mad. It also happened with a new partner, and I even tried sitting on frozen peas. That's how the story ends? I tried sitting on frozen peas? To me, whoever wrote this story was typing it, looked up at the clock and said, holy shit, it's 5 o'clock. I'm out of here. That's good. It's good enough. I tried sitting on frozen peas. That's a nice way to wrap up this story. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right. All right. Whatever happened to that clip? You know, once in a while, I'll remember an old, clip we played on Distorted View. And maybe when I migrated to the Mac or something, I missed a few because I can't find them. Oh, here it is. I think this is it. All right. Vern Troyer from The Surreal Life got totally drunk. You know, mini me, little midget. Got totally drunk, pissed in the corner, and they were, the other members of the house were trying to get him to calm down. All right. Is he still alive?
I might get him on.
Noises he's making. All right. Listen. All right. Let's do a couple voicemails here.
Tim.
Yes.
How's it going?
Yeah. Good.
Look, mate. I'm just one of your newer listeners, Matt, on the line, and I wanted to comment on the recent bit that you did on this fucking idiot in California who went into a DMV in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
And let me just unequivocally apologize on behalf of all disabled people for that fucking idiot. I'm a disabled person myself.
Are you in a wheelchair?
And there's no way anyone that I know, any other disabled people that I know, and I know people in wheelchairs, I'm completely blind, I know deaf people, there's no way anyone would pull that shit.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's something obviously wrong and imbalanced with this guy. And, there are some old people who just like to pick fights with younger people or people of different races. As a matter of fact, I was on, I posted this clip on YouTube, right? I was videotaping the show. And I posted a clip of me talking about this DMV thing, and I'm playing clips of it and stuff. And someone posted, I kept mentioning, wow, he's a little racist, specifically when he starts asking the woman about, I don't remember what it was. She said something about where you're from, the country where you're from might not have these laws or something. And she's like, I'm American. What are you talking about? And someone posted, how is that racist? Like, they just couldn't understand
that this guy could be not only an asshole, but a racist asshole, you know. And the thing is, he's got this guy has tons of other videos on YouTube, and pretty much to the T, every single one of his videos or uploads feature him acting like an asshole. I was watching. There's this trend now of people videotaping themselves when they're being confronted by police officers, right? Which is fine because there are a lot of asshole cops out there. But the new thing is sort of like antagonizing the cops and trying to get them, trying to corner them basically by reciting laws. Like, you're not allowed to do that under, you know, whatever law or whatever. I can be doing whatever I want. And, you know, most of the time the cops realize that, you know, he's being videotaped, so he'll step off. But there's been a couple instances where the cops have engaged these people and kind of like owned them, pwned them, if you will. You know, so look that up on YouTube. You know, I hate defending cops, but for Christ's sakes, come on.
Timmy Woo, it's Lil Sideshow from Stage Script here. I'm calling with a bizarre sex term, and I hope you have a good jingle for me.
Hold on. If I can find the all right clip, I sure can find the fucking bizarre sex term thing. Here we go. Ready?
Bizarre sex terms with Tim Henson.
Lasers, laser beams. Okay, go ahead.
It's called the magician.
Okay.
It's when your fucking girl, when you come, you release a dove. It's a magician.
That's nice. Like pull a rabbit out of her cunt or something. Ta-da!
I love you, Tim. Bye.
All right, thank you very much. Moving on.
Hey, Tim. Private Dick here.
Hi, Private Dick.
I just had a question and concern. Last night, I was a little bored, a little drunk.
All right.
Was out of town. And about to go to bed, and I wanted to pull one off.
Sure.
But I was always kind of fascinated about how the gays like to get fucked in the ass. So anyways, I took this like pinky sized little vibrator of my wife and I stuck it up my ass, hoping to find a prostate, maybe something new, something inventive.
Well, look, if you're just jamming that thing around up there, you're never gonna find it. You have to know what you're doing.
Maybe come harder. So jerking off to straight porn, believe it. Hoping maybe this magical little
button.
I don't know, man's G spot would be found. But I guess it kind of felt okay and all. But I don't know. I can't find my prostate, Tim. I need help.
What did I say? I think they say, like, if you lay on your back and then you stick your finger in your hole and you make that, you know, come here, like, you kind of curl your finger up. I think that's where it's at, right? I don't know. Someone told me that one. Maybe that's the female G-spot. I don't know. I'm confused.
Jagu, Haley's.
I can't find anything.
Comment calling in.
I'm in trouble finding my dick. All right. Sorry. It's too much.
Hey, white man.
Oops.
This is the brown man speaking, and I'm driving right now.
I wanted to play the last caller who was white, but because of fucking affirmative action, I've got to let the black speak, too. All right.
I'm driving right now, and it's raining.
Oh, no.
So I decided to call you just to tell you that
you're hydroplaning.
I just passed a group of people, and I just saw a bunch of niggers.
Oh, okay. Oh, wait, you're black, so you can say that.
Niggers!
I'll allow
it. A bunch of niggers! Niggers!
How long
niggers
does it go on? I usually cut this guy off, don't
bye
I? Or is that the different guy? If it's the brown man calling in all this time saying the N-word, I should allow it, right?
Jagu, Tim Jagu, Haley's Comet calling in. You
are not Haley's Comet!
Talked about A, B, and C on some such show.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
A couple of days ago, and I have to make a minor correction on something because I have nothing else to call in and contribute.
Yeah, look, Haley's Comet calls in with information, you know, like he'll correct me when I'm wrong, which happens often, so, you know, it's a way for him to call in a lot.
Your voicemail segment, other than trivialities and semantics, because I'm an insufferable know-it-all.
Haley's Comet, call into the show and let me know what trivialities mean.
Tim, you said
I know what it means.
But it's actually A. It's really slightly different, and most people make that mistake because I'm smarter than most people. and I have to call in all the time and prove it.
All right. By the way, did you know the guy who voiced the Count from Sesame Street died? And so did Phyllis Diller, and so did Neil Armstrong. See, it always comes in threes.
Hey, white man. This is the brown man speaking.
Celebrity Cannon 2012.
And I'm driving right now.
Oh, I already did that one. Next up.
Hey, Tim. Tone Deaf Sean here. Hey, I actually am calling to talk to Haley's Comet.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Why are we all piling on Haley's Comet today? Now, keep in mind, Tone Deaf Sean gets his fair share of people calling in complaining about him and his calls, right? Making fun of his voice and everything.
Please, you're talking about the Zeitgeist movie?
Oh.
Please don't associate Ron Paul with these conspiracy wackos. While Ron Paul shares some of the same views on what the problems are,
yeah, he sure as hell doesn't believe in space Jesus or whatever the fuck the Mormons believe in.
He doesn't share these wacko solutions.
Like, space Jesus, what was it? Wait, how was Jesus born? Someone flew in from another planet to impregnate Mary, right? With his holy gay nigger seed, right? Niggers from, what was that movie? Gay Niggers from Space or whatever?
Babe Ruth, Fire
Oh,
Man.
Man.
Hey, I was sitting here having bong thoughts. And I got a question for you.
Yeah?
So, like, people will say, like...
By the way, if there are any Mormons listening to the show, and you'd like to correct anything that may have been stated in that cartoon that may not be fact, please email me.
$1,900, but they won't... For some reason, they won't... The zeros, they won't say 100. You know, you could say, you know, $3,900, but you won't say $4,000. How come... You could say... $5,100, but you can't say $5,000. Like, you know, why? What's?
I don't know. That's a question for Haley's Comet.
Something fucking weird going on there.
All right. He's stoned out of his mind. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortiveview.com. Distortiveview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Those who remain neutral in the battle were cursed to be born with black skin.
Spread the distortion, STD, very important. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Check us out on Stitcher Radio. Don't forget to subscribe and read us on Reddit over there at distortedview.reddit.com. Got a YouTube channel, all sorts of great videos, youtube.com/distortedviewshow. Twitter, you know, all this information is up on distortedview.com. Just go there, for Christ's sakes. Save my goddamn breath. I'll see you back tomorrow for the Tuesday Grum. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
Bitch off!